man we are looking at today was instrumental in founding a motor car manufacturing industry in Australia. He pioneered motor car body mass production techniques that rivaled those of North America, and at a time when motor cars were in their infancy and often opposed by the horse carriage industry. His car bodies were used by all the major motor car manufacturers. He was motivated by his Christian values and ethics, as shown by his values at work and his interests and activities outside work hours. Henry Holden was born in 1859 in Adelaide, and at age 20 joined his father's business, saddlery and repair of horse-drawn carriages. In 1881, at age 22, he married Mary Wewall, and their first son Edward was born in 1885. Henry and Mary had two sons and three daughters. Son Edward later joined the family business after studying for a Bachelor of Science. In 1885, Henry joined Henry Frost, who had a carriage-making business, to form the Holden and Frost Company. Henry Holden's father, James, died in 1887 at the age of only 52 years, and Henry took over running the company. Holden and Frost became a major supplier of harnesses, saddlery, belts, and Boer War equipment, and held government contracts. Henry was mechanically ingenious, and he set up production line facilities to meet the government contracts. In 1909, Frost died, and Henry Ford bought out Frost's share in the company. Henry extended the firm's activities to include motor body trimming. Holden's produced hoods, upholstery and carriage hardware, and painted bodies for steam and petrol cars. Batches of motorcycle sidecars were also manufactured. During World War I, the government banned import of complete motor cars, so in 1917, Henry started Holden's Motor Body Builders Limited Company and began mass production techniques. After the war, his business was assisted by the government setting motor car body import tariffs at 100%. By 1923, Holden's employed over 1,000 men and produced 240 car bodies per week. The bodies were used for numerous makes of imported car chassis, including Ford and General Motors. The company extended its plant to a 22-acre site at Woodville, and production rose from 6,600 bodies in 1922 to 34,000 in 1925, with a workforce of 2,600. Their plant became the largest of its type outside of North America and incorporated the latest technology and automated production lines. General Motors were taking 60% of Holden's output. In addition, the company produced tram and bus bodies and railway carriages. However, Henry Holden died in 1926. His son Edward took over the reins, the third Holden in the family dynasty to run the family business. However, the company fell into hard times in the Depression. It was saved by a takeover by General Motors of the USA in 1931. Edward Holden remained the chairman. This company went on to produce the first 100% Australian car in 1948. Henry Holden had been a devout Christian. He was president of the Baptist Union of South Australia for 21 years, a deacon of his church for 25 years, and a Sunday school superintendent in his church. He put into practice the Christian value of caring for others, and this was shown in the way he established the Norwood Cottage Homes for the Aged Poor in 1904. He also acted as president of the Young Men's Christian Association in Adelaide. As a Christian, he fostered a close patriarchal relation with his workforce and arranged generous social welfare for his workers. He developed good labour relations and introduced a factory consultative council to handle industrial issues. As well as being South Australia's leading industrialist, Henry Holden contributed substantially to civic life. He was a mayor of Kensington and Norwood for 8 years, a member of the Norwood School Board, and a foundation member of the Municipal Tramways Trust, and in this role he initiated moves for electrification of the system. He was the president of the Municipal Council Association in 1903, and later vice president. He acted as chief magistrate in the eastern suburbs. When visiting England in 1911, he was commissioned to investigate management of hospitals for the mentally defective. He did all this despite being a diabetic. We salute Henry Holden, a Christian who made a difference for Australia and also created many manufacturing jobs in Australia. Christians remain.